You're a guide. You're doing this 3 years. You're fishing a multitude of lakes. Throw around some lure names and some sizes and stuff that just seems to work for you no matter where you go.
Yeah, okay. Again, the old trusty Rapala is an all-around good lure. I think I've caught everything on them. I've caught trout, bass. I've even hooked muskie with them, walleye.
What color, Wayne, you think is the best?
Colors vary. In that one end of Fine-A-Tooming, the blue top, white bottom seems to be good. The silver and blacks always seems to do fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
The
gold?
Pardon?
The gold?
Yeah, especially... color was real hot the last couple of years, was like a mixture of like gold and chartreuse.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a real good color. Let's see. We use the Wally divers, there's a variety of colors for that too. The old silver and black, the red seemed to do good for some reason.
Okay.
Like a reddish with a little bit of black tint in it. Again, the chartreuse and orange, chartreuse and gold. Chartreuse is a good all-round color. I found that to be too for walleye and bass.
You do well on yellow out there in the walleyes and the bass like we do in the east?
Yeah. Not yellow is okay, but chartreuse, a little bit more greenish, and with it seems to be a little bit
okay
for some reason. I don't know if it's because of the clarity or non-clarity of the water or what. And we seem to get a lot more hits off the Wally divers than the other lures too, because it's the shape a little bit different. It's shaped like the forage fish they have up there in Fine-A-Tooming.
Mm-hmm.
And makes a difference.
Okay. Let's talk about, you know, the number one favorite lure in the nation, and as a category at least, and that's, you know, plastic lures. People just love plastic lures. They're cheap, they're easy to fish, you could fish them at all depths and everything. What role in your business, in your guiding business, what role do plastic jigs and rubber worms or plastic worms play in your day of seeking out the big ones?
Well, I have a lot of fun with the plastics anymore, because, you know, I hate one-dimensional fishing where you're just trolling or sitting there all the time. So a lot of times we'll drift the boat with put the plastics on. Now, I've had success with the old jig and pig. I've got some real nice big smallmouth, again, along a shelf, an edge, a tree in the water. You go by it, and you jig it down, and
bingo.
9 times out of 10, you feel a hit on the way down. You know, you
pick
it up and got a nice big fish on the end. I do fairly well with fuzzy grubs. That's another one. And the fuzzy grubs, might tip it with a minnow or a piece of worm. Same thing, same type of jigging. I've tried the flying lure several years ago, and I do fairly well with that, actually. That's a great lure to use for casting towards boat docks. What's nice, you can throw it out towards the boat dock, reel it in towards you, let it go, and it will sink back down under the boat dock on the way down. And again, when it's sinking, that's when you hit, feel the fish popping it.
Right.
And for largemouth bass, I had a lot of success with worms, rubber worms. I remember there was an old commercial. You can use any color worm you want as long as it's purple.
Right.
So I use a lot of purple worms and various other colors. It's just, I guess, I'm more susceptible to the purple because I use it the most. Same thing. I've done different techniques with a purple worm. You can jig that. I've had a little more success with that, just crawling it slowly on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Those largemouth just suck that up.
Right. I've actually caught fish on a purple worm by throwing it out with a light sinker, putting it in a rod holder while I move the boat along slowly, casting crankbaits.
There you go.
And I'm dead worming. I'm just dragging it. Now, it's a pain because it will hang up. If the weight is too heavy, it'll hang up. But I've caught some slammer-sized bass
sure.
on just letting it just dead drift.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.